Exodus chapter 32.
And the people saw that Moses delayed to come down from the, I've got something in front of the reading, down from the mountain. The people gathered around Aaron and said to him, "Come, make gods for us who shall go before us. As for this Moses, the man who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we do not know what has become of him." Aaron said to them, "Take off the gold rings that are on your ears of your wives, your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me." So all the people took off the gold rings from their ears and brought them to Aaron. He took the gold from them, formed it in a mound, sorry, a mold, and cast an image of a calf. And they said, "These are your gods, O Israel, who brought you up out of Egypt." When Aaron saw this, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow shall be a festival to the Lord." The people, they rose early the next day and offered burnt offerings and brought sacrifices of well-being. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to revel. The Lord said to Moses, "Go down at once, your people whom you brought up out of the land of Egypt have acted perversely. They have been quick to turn aside from the way that I commanded them. They have cast for themselves an image of a calf and have worshipped it and sacrificed to it and said, 'These are your gods, O Israel, who brought us up out of the land of Egypt.'" The Lord said to Moses, "I have seen this people, how stiff-necked they are. Now let me alone so that my wrath may burn hot against them and I consume them. And of you, I will make a great nation." But Moses implored the Lord his God and said, "O Lord, why does your wrath burn hot against your people, whom you brought out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand? Why should the Egyptians say it was with evil intent that he brought them out to kill them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth? Turn from your fierce wrath, change your minds, and do not bring disaster on your people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, your servants, how you swore to them by your own self, saying to them, 'I will multiply your descendants like the stars of heaven, and all this land that I've promised, I will give to your descendants, and they shall inherit it forever.' And the Lord changed his mind about the disaster that he had planned to bring on his people." This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament is taken from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 2.
The boy Jesus at the temple. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boys stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. When they began looking for him among their relatives and friends, when they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. Everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Don't you know I have to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then he went down to Nazareth, with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and she used to grow in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you so very much. I do hope you still see the text. There seems to be some issue with my side of the computer, but it looks all right now. So we're looking at those passages, but what really for me encouraged me was the psalm and about taking everyday times to remember and to sometimes tell our own will and our own souls to bless the Lord. It starts with bless the Lord, oh my soul, bless his holy name. And speaking about that, all within me will bless his holy name. And it goes through a series of all the benefits, all the goodness that God brings into our lives. Speaks about forgiveness for our sins, about healing, about redemption, finding rescue from places and times where maybe a little bit like the story of Joseph, we feel in a pit, abandoned, sometimes maybe by closed ones, but God continues to be with us and to sustain us. He crowns us with faithful love and compassion. And that word faithful love might be, I didn't check the Hebrew word for chesed, which is this faithfulness, the faithful commitment of God towards our well-being, toward putting into place things that will bring life. And it might not sometimes feel like it, but as parents, I know that sometimes you have to make difficult choices for the good of your own children. And sometimes God allows difficult things to happen, but it's always because he has in mind our growth and our flourishing as people. He satisfies us with good things, and I heard that one of us are going to have the benefits of a new kitchen soon, so well done for that. But that's God's grace and God's gift to us, and that we have a place where we can call home, and we can feel protected, and have a space to rest and relax. He renews our strength, and it goes on and on. But it also speaks about he is on our side and on the side of those who are mistreated. And he is fair and just, and there will be vindications. He's patient and slow to anger and great in kindness. And he knows of what we are made. He knows that we are but dust, that our years are numbered, that our bodies are growing old, and also with all that it brings, but he remains faithful. And it's all about remembering and thinking about the goodness of God that brings us into a time of gratitude and praise. And that's what they forgot to do. The people doesn't take long. Moses is on the mountain receiving God's instructions. And at first it was quite a sight as cloud and thunder came. But maybe there is a time now when everything seems quiet, nothing looks like anything is happening. And they're thinking, well, maybe this man disappeared. Maybe God took him, or maybe he died, or they don't fear. And so they want to take things in their own hands. And they're building gods in their own hands after they had promised that they would follow faithfully God, and that they will listen to all his instructions. And then there was this amazing conversations between Moses and God. And interestingly, God starts saying, you know, your people, the one you brought out of Egypt, they've acted perversely. They've turned aside from the way I commanded them. And Moses responded, well, it's not my people, it's your people. You brought them from Egypt, and you've showed great power. And will you now destroy those you brought to from Egypt? Will you consume them? What will the Egyptians think? They will think you took them out of the Egypt just to destroy them. And he says, you remember your promises you made to Abraham, Isaac, and Israel. And it's not that God didn't know, but I think God must have joy to see that we as human people, in a sense, our hearts are so turned towards God that we know we can be bold before Him. It's a little bit like seeing a child growing and growing in wisdom and understanding and in boldness. It when it's in the right path, it brings joy to parents to see that. And I think for God, it must have brought joy to his heart to see Moses, who is not thinking about himself, because God had said, well, I can bring the descendant from you. That must feel very good for Moses. He would be patted, you know, Moses, you are right. All the other ones are wrong. No, he intercedes on their behalf. He wants the whole nations to be in God's presence and to understand and to grow. And he prays on their behalf. And God changed his mind. There's a lot to say about here, but it's a lot about the prayer of intercession, but understanding the character of God, the promises that he made, his commitment towards his creation. So I'll stop here because there might be something in that passage for you, or there might be something in the New Testament that you found quite encouraging or strengthening. So I'll leave it. And after that, we will, as a time of to start our prayer, because it's about remembering and blessing the Lord, we will listen as an act of worship to 10,000 Reasons, Bless the Lord, O My Soul. If there is something you want to share, do so.
Yes, I've been away on Dartmoor weekend for a prayer weekend for Devon and Cornwall, and we prayed very much about the schools, our children, and we did pray about the assisted suicide bill that's going through. So, just thinking as Moses stood before the Lord and prayed for the people, I suppose I felt that's what we were doing at the weekend. But we had a wonderful weekend with the weather, and Dartmoor was beautiful. So, and the food was lovely. So it was really a special weekend.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to show this video. I don't know, do you see this one, this video on your screen?
Yeah,
Yes, I do.
Okay, so hopefully we'll be able to hear the sound. If you don't, just send me a comment and then I know. So it's about 10,000 Reasons, and it's speaking about blessing God, remembering his character and goodness towards us.
Bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name, sing like never before, oh my soul, I worship Your holy name. The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever may pass and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name.
chorus, I will keep on singing. 10,000 reasons for my heart to find. So bless the Lord, oh my soul, oh my soul, worship His holy name. Time has come, still my soul will sing your praise unending. 10,000 years and then
So let's be grateful for all that God is this morning, and let's pray for the day and its stars, the world and its needs, and the church and our life. And especially in this season of Easter and risen Christ, let's pray for that proclamation of Jesus being Lord and Savior and all the implication it has on our lives and our ministry. Let's pray. Bless the Lord, all my soul. Worship His holy name. Lord, may we be a people that sing like never before, remembering the goodness of your presence and your works among us. At St. James, in Taunton, across the land, and around the world. Lord, forgive us when our minds concentrate on the negative, on the what we don't have, instead of looking on your character and your faithfulness in your lives. Give us patience when we face challenges, even hurts and sufferings. Remind us again that you have promised to be with us always till the end of time, and that nothing can separate us from your love. Refresh us again with the presence of your Holy Spirit, our comforter, our advocate, our defender, our teacher,
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.